Rory, that 1-0 defeat, frustrating night for everybody involved with Derry City.
Of course it is. It's a rotten night. It's hardly pinpoint and hardly put your finger on it, but it's not acceptable when you play for this football club and the way the club's been built now and all those sort of stuff, and it's unacceptable. And we go down now to Shelburne on Monday, and we need men, and we need to stand up and be counted and make sure that we don't reproduce something like that.
It's back-to-back defeats for Derry City, but a complete contrast in the nature of those two defeats tonight, but slow and lack of fluidity and lack of chances.
Aye, absolutely. Any chances we had were from set plays. We were slow. As you said, we lost in daily amount, but we had a go and we created opportunities tonight. We were just pedestrian and flat. And as I said, it's not when you represent this club, we need to do far, far better than that.
So it's 8 points behind Shelburne's, who we play on Monday night. So huge game then.
Massive game. And we need to roll up our sleeves and show guts and courage and go down there and try and get a big result.
So I suppose the very small positive from the night was Kieran Hargan introduced a great stand ovation from the whole stadium, and a good way to be greeted for his 100th appearance for the club.
It's been a long 2 years for Kieran. He's a huge Derry City lad, and it's great for him, and it's probably the biggest cheer of the night for us, and rightly so, because we didn't do much else to warrant that, and I'm delighted for him that he's back on the pitch and he's got a taste of it.